And then someone went,
testing, 1, 2.
I can really taste the bacteria.
What's up, John? What's up, John Burton?
1, 2, 3, 4. Why you can't have a best?
Okay, wait. Let me rewind. John, you're right.
Right. I'm just going to play us in a little bit.
When are you going to tell me we're starting?
We started.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, I always thought it was, you know, it's really a restaurant.
It's a restaurant and being called a cafe, and no one knows we're there. We are here at the airport. It's the problem that I'm having since we no longer have music except inside the building.
Right.
So we have the blend this weekend, and we might have Bernie. I don't know. He hasn't gotten back to me. Bernie, call me. Nobody comes without music.
Yeah.
Nobody comes, even though the food is really, really good.
The food is really, really good.
And we're really reasonable in compared to a lot of places. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is.
Well, you kind of brand it as music now.
I know.
So,
and branding without music, it's like a pianist with no fingers.
Right.
You know, it really has put me in a terrible position, and it obviously affects my mental health because I can't make a living.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone wants to see me lap dance anymore.
Hold on. I can go to the ATM if you want. I didn't know that was an option.
Never mind.
The show got way better all of a sudden. You're stressed?
I'd say 60% of my revenue is gone.
Oof.
Yeah, so I take home 40 cents a day. And out of that 40 cents, I have to pay my kitchen, my staff, my food, and my booze.
Right.
And that takes 33 cents. So I'm living on cents a day. And that's no joke. That's about the percentage of profit at this moment because of no music.
Right.
We were doing extraordinarily well. And now it's stymied me.
Right. And you can't, there's no way to get a band in there.
Nothing with, I can do acoustic.
Right. You can do me, acoustic. But you can't do
I can
Jungle
do you.
Love.
And no Jungle Love. Nothing with microphones.
Yeah.
Loud singers.
Can't have, oh, because.
I can have loud singers without microphones.
Oh. How's the open mic night going?
Great.
Yeah. Fine. I heard somebody say, I had lunch there yesterday, and somebody asked about the open mic night, and one of the servers said it was just like doing really well.
It's fun. We have people. Last night we had an old man from Ireland, and his son said, "Do you mind if my grandpa gets up, or his grandson, and plays and sings a song from Ireland?" And he did, and he just five long. But. And it was about a beautiful woman that I think he wound up murdering because she wouldn't marry him.
That sounds Irish.
Yeah. Or Italian.
It could be Italian too.
It could be Greek. I guess it could be any of those things. But he would break his song. He would break his voice. He'd be going like the girl from the Cranberries could do.
Yeah.
You know, break it and go up to a higher or down lower. Beautiful.
Wow. Do you, it just sucks so bad. And then are you in that space where it's hard to think about anything else until this gets fixed?
I am. Do you see that I am not a cutter, but I have all these scratches? This is from baby squirrels, baby skunks.
Yeah,
baby
I wanted to
everything.
Ask about that.
Yeah,
not the cuts, the babies.
The baby animals, baby deer, baby woodchucks, baby. Some idiot shot a mommy raccoon on his property. I posted it on
I
my
I read face. That, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Ugh. So I'm in the middle of babies. So you get up at 5 a.m. and make bottles and make slop. And you go to your cages and you feed everybody and you see who needs tending to. And some people are in my tub in the guest room.
What motivates you for that? Like most people just have a dog.
Yeah. I don't know. When I was a little girl, I remember this. I think I was three or four. And I had told you that my mom had put me in boarding school till I was 2 and a half. So I must have been three.
I'm glad you have video so people can see your face when you say boarding school.
Well, it's a Montessori boarding school. There's actually video of it, and it looks like a Nazi camp for children.
Really?
I will show you the video. It's, okay. It's horrifying.
Oh, wow.
But it is what it is. But anyhow, I found a sparrow at the bottom of a tree. And I remember turning to my mom and said, it followed me. It followed me, and she looked at me like, I can't help it. I stop for dead rocks, dead plastic bags, and an animal. If it's in the road, I will stop for it. Sometimes it's dead, but sometimes it's not. Mm. And then I take it home, and I do what I can.
Do you work with like one vet particularly?
I work with a wonderful vet named Jack Wilson at Brewster Vet. I work with Dr. Barbara Clayton at Pine Plains.
I went to... I had a dog for 18 years that I had to put down, and I went to Brewster Vet, and wow, they were so... Want to hear a weird story, though?
Yeah, sure.
So, I used to volunteer at Elmsford Animal Shelter.
I remember Elmsford. Okay. Yeah, she was crazy.
Yeah, she was crazy.
She wouldn't put anything to sleep.
No.
Even if it had cancer and it was dying.
Yeah, no. So, one day I walk in, and I'm like, me, the worst case that we have. I'm a single guy. I could do it, right? So they gave me a Doberman, Rottweiler, German Shepherd, Runtel litter, eyes still closed. And they're like,
oh my God.
They're like, you know, we don't even know. We're not sure that he's going to make it tomorrow, but... And I'm like, okay. So I felt that died not alone. Like, I'm thinking like, oh my God, your eyes are closed. You don't know what the world is.
Right.
So I take him home, and I put him on my chest. And he's like, you know, 4 inches. Like, put him on my chest so that he can feel a heartbeat, at least. Because that would feel like... Not alone. That would kind of feel like, you know, I'm in the womb again or whatever, right? This is when the X-Files was on. I'll never forget this. I had a Lazy Boy recliner. I pull back, and I'm watching the X-Files, fall asleep, wake up the next morning, alive. And eyes open. And I'm like, what the heck? Like, this was not the deal. Lived 18 years, right? So, and on my hip, the whole, you can imagine, because I was the first thing he saw or whatever,
course,
on
his,
my hip.
You're like, his family.
Yeah, didn't need a leash, drove a Jeep with the doors off, never worry, right? But I waited, like, I think.
You know what? I think animals should die on their own. I don't think we should put them to sleep. I know people say put him out of his suffering. When it's my turn, I don't want to be put out of my suffering.
Mm.
That's just my opinion.
That's interesting.
But people do euthanize animals.
Yeah.
Because they feel the animal's suffering or in pain, and I get it. I don't judge. I just don't do it.
Yeah. I mean, he had kind of like gotten, well, he ate, but not as much, and he had glaucoma.
So you knew that his quality of life was nothing.
Yeah. I can kind of see your point, though.
We anthropomorphize, you know.
Yes.
And we say, oh, well, I wouldn't want to be like that. But I know someone in the hospital right now who
That's a good point.
ICU for 12 weeks, and I'm sure at no point did he say, oh, yeah, just unplug me.
Yeah, that's a good point. Tucker.
Tucker, great name.
So they do a great job.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
They came in and you know, they lit a little candle, and they let me hold him until he passed, and I did great until I got out the front step and sat down and bawling like
of
a baby.
Course.
Get in my car and drive like 5 minutes, and I pull over and I'm like, I'm going to hit somebody because I'm crying too hard. Call Trish. She was in school and she had a teaching assistant in her room, and the teaching assistant could overhear the conversation, and she said, tell John that they let you know they're okay. Give it like an hour, but they'll let you know somehow that you're okay. Just be open to it. And I'm like, that sounds like some bullshit that you would tell somebody who's crying because their dog died, right? So, but it was a nice thing to say. Drive 5 more minutes. And I'm like, I really got to get a hold of myself because I'm going to hit somebody. I pull over. I have pictures of it on my BlackBerry. That's how long ago
I hear people say should always be brought back because people love their BlackBerry.
Yeah. No, and I like the buttons better than this nonsense. So, but... I look outside my driver's side, and there's a Samoyed sitting by the, like a husky, like dog, mm-hmm. sitting by my door. I open the door, jumps over my lap, sits in the passenger seat, and just sits there. And he had a tag, so I called the owner. I'm like, oh my God, he just escaped. He's never escaped before. He lived around the corner, he came and got him. But I was like, wow, okay.
So he sent a messenger.
I think so. I mean, how... How do you not interpret it that way?
You always interpret it. And it's white.
Yes.
It's an angel.
Yes. It was white. I never thought of that. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. So anyway, from now on.
You know, I've heard the expression that everybody thinks they have the world's best dog. And everybody's right.
Right.
Everybody's right.
Do you have a dog?
I have seven dogs.
You have seven
dogs? I have seven dogs. Yeah, I wanted to get a dog as a gift for James, and so he had always wanted a Wheaton Terrier because I don't know if it's his first wife or his second wife or whatever these wives are, and long-term relationships. She had taken his Wheaton, and so I put it on Facebook. Anybody got a Wheaton or something or a Doodle? Bingo, we have one. Drove to Columbia County. And there's a woman who has a farm, and she's got all these dogs. And then out of the woods comes this dog and immediately sees a mud puddle, lays in it, and rolls. And I said, that's the dog. So she came home, and she ate a couch, and she was the first dog. And then, of course, I needed to get a companion for her, and then a companion for the companion, and then forever friends in Hopewell.
Yeah.
Brianna Russo is a wonderful human being. And there were dogs that were rejects. And she's like, you want the rejects? And I'm like, I am the reject. I'll take every reject. Wow. Like you say.
Yeah.
Somebody that nobody wants to love.
Right, right.
And that's often how I feel. I don't know if that's how you feel.
Yeah, yeah. Lately, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I have been reading. You've been feeling... I have to say that I was a writer, a journalist. I no longer write, and I don't know why. I have 14 great American novels in my head. But you write, and you do it as a religion, and I, you know, you do it religiously, should I say. And it's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
You're very conversational and... beautiful. What is going on?
I'm too dumb to write complicated. But I think it's the problem. I think it's the right one. Yeah. No. So like I. So
are you still having the lunatic find you? The one that contacted me?
No.
You're a mass murderer.
She was.
It was a girl. I thought it was a boy.
It was a woman.
Okay.
And it turned out it was a woman who lived in Rosendale, and Ulster County Sheriff's Department invited her into the station, and called me and said, I have good news and bad news. Like, what's the good news? And he's like, because I had started getting really aggressive about it.
Yeah.
It was getting stupid.
Yeah.
And they said, we have your stalker. Yeah. We have the computer. We have the, you know, she showed us everything that she did. We are. I'm like, great. How many years is she getting? And they go, well, the bad news is she looks to be like 70, 72 years old.
Oh,
she's
wow.
crying like crazy. What do you want? And he's like, you know, we'll do it, but.
Did you ask her why she did it?
I actually knew her. I had done an internet project, and she kind of followed that project. It was a fashion website, and she had kind of followed it, and she had written me and said, hey, I want to do a project. And I was like, I don't do projects. So I had like a cursory knowledge of her, and I think, you know, lives alone.
You were her project.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. So, you know, they spoke to her.
It's all gone. That's good.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Yeah. John is looking for a new stalker.
Yeah, a new stalker. But I'm looking for like a positive stalker. I want
a happy stalker.
I want, right.
Yeah, but those become groupies, and then Trish will be very upset. So no happy stalkers.
No happy stalkers. Well, happy stalkers from a distance would be good.
Who was that wonderful comedian, Soupy Sales? Just take a dollar out of your parents' pocket and send it to me. Remember?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
Take dollars out of your pockets and send them to John Burton.
Please. No. So, like, the music thing, I'm doing, like, really well now, right? Like, thank you for the guitar series, by the way. I live for that.
That's wonderful.
Thank
you. We still have one more.
We have two more.
Two more. Good,
yeah,
good,
yeah.
Good. Were you ever able to contact that young man I told you about?
No, but if you give me...
I don't know why he's not... Okay. I will reach out to his son, but I haven't seen his son yet either.
Okay.
I think since music went away, Luke's been gone.
Oh. Yeah. So since the lifted project, like people are saying, play out and like the music... And I've always wanted that to be like a big part of my life, right? But have you ever been in a position where one of the things that you kind of do, like you think you do, you're good at, if that's not immodest or whatever, but you think you're good at, and you get reinforcement from the whole world, like, yeah, no, you're good at that. You should be doing that. And, but, you know, and everybody around here is so supportive. It's crazy anyway. But the people closest to you don't care about it?
Yes, because they, again, not to speak out of turn, but what I find is if you have a passion and it consumes a good chunk, the people closest to you are jealous of that because they don't have it. They don't have you in right. those moments.
Right.
And you have this thing that delights you, that is your muse.
Yeah.
And it's not them.
Yeah, like they're kind of in, like, my family's kind of indifferent to it.
Indifferent, but because to them, it just takes you away from them.
Yeah, but love is going where the other person is.
They say love means never having to say you're sorry, but I think that's malarkey.
No, love means saying you're sorry every day.
I think, yes, it's going where the other person is. But presuming, let's just say you and I were living together.
Right.
And we're both really busy.
Right.
I give you papal dispensation that I adore you and I adore what you do, and ergo, I don't need to check in with you and give you that every day.
Not every day.
Right. Periodically on something like the Lifted Project, you should definitely get huge kudos. Yeah. But if you're looking for it every day, you're probably not going to get it.
No.
Because I'm doing my own thing too, right?
Yeah, but when it comes to something that you, like, so I listen to Trisha's stories about third grade pretty much every day.
Right.
It's her living, right? And a part of what I do for a living is music. I have a sister. I listen to her. She's a recruiter. I listen to her half an hour a day. Mm-hmm. Same story that I heard 20 years ago.
Right.
So I'm doing Father's Day at Joseph's Steakhouse, mm-hmm. Or the night before Father's Day. So I'm like, hey, everybody, it's Father's Day. I'm a dad. Why don't you come up and have dinner and I'll buy.
Do you want to do Father's Day at the restaurant? That's this Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
During the day?
Yeah, okay. I would love to.
Great, because we're slammed. It would be lovely to have music.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, thank you.
You're hired.
Yeah, oh, thank you. Look at that. Picked up a gig. So my sister says, you're not my father. I'm like, dude.
I'm a symbolic father. I am the male figure. I am also the father of your niece. Ergo, celebrate that.
And your goddaughter. And I'm asking and I'm inviting you out to dinner. So I think there's like, and there's papal dispensation to do what you want. And then there's just like radical indifference.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
I'm reaching.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, these long.
You want me to get it?
Gorilla arms. I got it.
I've gone gorilla arms.
I believe that that is something to be discussed. Do not go into that discussion expecting anything.
Yeah.
So basically just speak your piece and walk out.
But then you're like, do you ever then sit and go, oh, wait a second. It is, like, I hear about, like, movie stars, and they say, yeah, my spouse never watches my movies. And then I'm like, well, how do you know who I am if you don't? Like, I could go to Trish right now. Give me a name of one of my songs. She couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how do you know who I am
then? Because people compartmentalize us, and we compartmentalize them.
Yeah.
Could you name her most rowdy student?
Yes.
Oh.
That's the difference.
Okay. So then
I listened. I spent half an hour. She had a meeting after work yesterday. I spent a half an hour on it. I know the union reps' names. I know all the teachers on her grade levels' names. I know.
Okay. I hear you.
And so, like.
So it's I'm going to say, and Trish, forgive me, but it's unfair.
Yeah.
It's unfair.
Yeah.
And perhaps a conversation needs to be had.
I have. And then I'm like, you know, but then now you're begging. And you never want to be that musician, right? Like, you've heard, maybe heard, tell a story about how she'll vacuum underneath me while I'm practicing. Yeah. Like at that point, I'm just like, okay. Would it be weird if your family never asked you to cook for them?
Never admit you can cook. Because then everyone asks you to cook. You get invited to parties and then you're expected
and then
to cook.
You're expected to cook.
Yeah, that's which it has happened to me often. I will tell you that I think that what you're going through is shitty. And it hurts.
Yeah.
But if this is the worst hurt you're going to have, in this marriage.
Well, no, right. We've been through.
Then eat it.
Yeah, we've been through cancer and crazy. So this is easy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So then you get those lauds and applause from others.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't expect it.
But then I kind of don't care about. It's like the people that are important to you. You kind of want there. You know what I mean?
But they give you the papal dispensation that they love you.
Yes.
The generalized blessings.
It should be like Patrice went through the whole cancer thing, right? Then last summer, you're 100% right. This is how I'm going to treat it. I'm taking a lesson from you. Last summer, I'm serious. Last summer, she got a call. I'm coming up. I was up here for something, and she calls me. She's like, "I'm in the hospital." And so automatically, I'm like, "What the?" And she goes, "No. I broke my ankle in a spin class." And I'm like, "How is it?" And she goes, "Oh, it's adorable because of what she just went through." So I'm going to treat this as it's adorable.
Exactly, it's adorable.
You fixed me.
It's the worst
thing
that can happen because. And by the way, I will never be breaking ankles in spin classes because somehow I don't. I don't know how to ride a bicycle.
So is that true?
It is true. When I was married to my first husband, who's the father of my son, happy Father's Day, Randy. I love you with all my heart.
There you go.
He bought me a trike. And we were in Prospect Park in Brooklyn, and I was learning how to ride the trike. And somehow I didn't understand that I could just put my feet on the ground to stop it. Right? It's a trike. It's big.
Yeah.
And this is 1984, right before I had Jonas. And we're in Prospect Park, and there's a whole family of Hasidic Jews. And here I am riding my trike, and I can't stop it. And literally, I go flying into them. They're flying out of my way. It was, I must have knocked down four people. I felt so bad. I couldn't figure out how to stop the trike, and the brakes weren't working.
You used to dance, though.
I did.
So you're athletic.
I am, very.
But do you work out?
No, I love games.
Are you one of those like annoying French ladies? That
yes,
are you? Are you could eat? You could eat four pies and.
Well, I have a really decent figure, and I work on being stronger.
Okay,
but to me, to go to a gymnasium made up and in my most sexy workout clothes, just to be seen working, I don't know. I like the game. Play a game of badminton with
me.
But I can't run anymore. See, it's a dichotomy. I can't run because of my knees.
Mm.
I can't really do much anymore because I'm older and not in great shape, even though I'm skinny.
You look like you're in great shape.
Eat lettuce.
Is that the trick?
No, it's 7 out of every 10 things should be fruits or vegetables. But you are trim.
Never. Well, I do the opposite. All I eat is like... all day.
Oh, that's good, but watch your kidneys.
Yeah.
Watch your kidneys. People are doing that, and I understand it's cavemanish, but they only live to be 40. So
I already broke them all.
Okay, good. So, I don't want you to die.
I won't.
Thinking about death, it's funny because it sucks because it's forever.
Is it?
It's, well, in my opinion, it is. And there's no future in death. That's what I always tell people. There's no future in death. There's no cake and no future. So for me... I think it's very charming to think that there's something else and there's a God, but I know that every living thing on earth has a spirit, and there is no cow heaven. There is no pig heaven. It's just us because we created it. You know, I was actually sort of saying prayers to something this morning.
Wow.
On behalf of my mother. And then I said to myself, no, you're not. You're speaking to no one. You're speaking into the air.
Mm.
But that's okay. It's just I don't believe in other.
You don't? Mm-mm. That surprises me. I would have you as other.
No other.
No, like energy can't be destroyed.
Energy can't be destroyed. We know this.
Right.
But John Burton, Paula Young, we're destroyed. Our memories, unless you
The meat package, yeah. But the meat,
unless
spirit.
You memorialize it or put it on film or on tape. It's gone.
From here. But it might be someplace else.
Where?
I don't know.
No. Well, see, I need to know.
Okay. I'll find out for you.
Find out.
When I go, I will send you a sign.
You will, but when my mother died.
Like that story I told you about the dog.
Yes. And then that could totally be fiction, and you just may have been a happy coincidence.
Could be.
People see cardinals and say, oh.
That makes me nuts. The cardinal thing makes me
nuts. But you know what? I see cardinals all the time, and... I don't have that many dead relatives and friends.
Right. Thank God.
I do believe that we want so much for life not to end. And we've created something to believe that it won't, that we may see the people we love.
Mm.
If I see my mother, she'll smack me upside the head. She's mad at me, I'm sure. But it's people who lose children. And we have a friend, you and I, that has. To me, that is the... I would be the mad woman from Chaillot if I lost my son. He's my only living relative. That's it. There's no one else on earth that I have direct blood tie to.
Your ancestry DNA.
I have. I have a third cousin in England who I've met and visited. She has kids. I have...
Of course, my family.
Hi, family.
Wait, hold on one second. Hold on. Bro, I'm doing a show. Do you need me?
Oh, no. I was just saying hi.
Hi. Love you. Can I call you later?
Yeah.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
I love those love yous.
Yeah.
And I have a third cousin in Boulder, Denver. That's it. Nobody else on earth.
Wow.
That's crazy pants, right?
That is
crazy. And Jonas is being very slow about procreation, practices procreation, but never closes the deal.
Okay, but you know, you want to do it when... Like, I had gramercy when I was, like, 43, and...
Oh,
like,
then there's hope. There's hope. There's
yeah, because you want to wait till you're not an asshole anymore.
Well, I don't think Jonas...
I got to get video in here.
I don't know if Jonas is... I wouldn't call him a raging rectum, but he is...
How old is he?
40. He's a grown-up. He's a grown-up.
I mean, it's time to start thinking about it.
He is. He does. He thinks about it. He thinks about it. I think he's terrified of the commitment because he knows. He told me when he was a little boy not to have any more kids because he would drown them.
Ooh.
Okay, so we only one child. But I wonder if there's something in the back of your head.
I want you so much. If you have a child, I'll kill it. That's love.
That's right. But I wonder in the back of his head if he thinks my mom might love my baby more than she loves me. I don't know.
There are some people who are fulfilled without children.
Oh, please. Yes, absolutely. Right? 100%. They put all their energy towards something else.
And this, I would take a second thought now about having a kid.
I wouldn't, because everyone who's predicting that is out there having tons of kids. Idiot influencers. Oh, the planet. But they're all having 9 children.
Yeah, also true.
No, I think that his dad has no one alive except a mom.
Hmm.
And direct lineage, his mother, and our son. I have no one alive except our son. So if he has none, that whole DNA line goes away. You see these beer drinking guys with 19 kids. It's like, I guess that DNA is going to live forever.
That's right. That's what nature decided to.
We're supposed to each recreate ourselves and one.
Yeah. Did I tell you my ancestry DNA story? Or have you heard it?
No, but are you Greek? Are you Turk?
No, I'm no. So I'm foster child, right?
Yeah.
Adopted, blah, blah. Yeah. So 2 Christmases ago, I'm 60 at the time. Trish gives me ancestry DNA for Christmas. And she's like, you know, Gramercy deserves to know, you know, help you're 60. Like if there's a health issue we need to be aware of.
Right.
I spit in the tube and send it. It comes back and there's like, it says, you go online and like, there's this lady who could be my sister. So I reach out to her.
Sister?
Yeah.
That's 50%.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's a beautiful person. Her name is Debbie. She's a beautiful person. Then another sister, who lives like 10 minutes away from here. Then Debbie and Kim say, hey, listen, we're going to tell you who your dad was. My dad populated the East Coast. He was such a tool. Yeah. So I went from having no blood relatives except Gramercy, like you, you and I are probably related.
That's a wonderful story. I don't think so, but I would love that. I don't think we're related. My real dad was a piece of work also. So you have family.
I got tons of family that I didn't know about. There's actually a Facebook group of people who my father sired who are finding each other, and it's 30 deep. I'm born August 3rd, right?
Yes.
1963. I get a birth certificate. It says baby John Doe because nobody's willing to claim me, right? 6 days later, my dad goes to, that's where the John comes from. My dad goes to my mom and says, listen, I'm going to marry you. Let's keep him. They changed my, his name, last name was Jackson, so they changed my birth. I get another birth certificate that says Baby Jackson on it.
You're John Jackson.
I am John Jackson.
I like that.
Well, but they wouldn't want to commit to the John, though. So that last one was just Baby Jackson. That's on August 9th, 6 days after I'm born, right? August 16th, a week later, my dad marries another woman, leaves my mom, marries another woman.
So he's a bigamist.
And Jets. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so that...
And that's one of the Kim and Debbie's...
Yeah, yeah.
So your baby... So where'd you get Burton? You made that up?
No. So I get adopted into this family.
Oh, so your mom gives you up at that point?
Yeah. So I go into a foster care system. I'm in foster care for a couple of years, and then they decide to adopt me. And their name was Skepmos. So they, but they gave...
Skepmeyer?
Skepmos. It's a nightmare.
Skepmos.
S-C-H-E-P-M-O-E-S. It's a nightmare.
Is that Greek?
It's Dutch.
Dutch, okay.
It means rusty ladle.
Okay, Jonas is Dutch, Jonas.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but my middle name was Burton because my mother's maiden name was Burton.
Okay. But, so your dad's name is John. Burton is your mom.
My dad's name is Skepmos. Burton is my mom. And
No. Originally, you're John Jackson.
John Jackson, right.
John, though, from the pops.
From
Burton,
right.
From the mom.
Right. Well, John from John Doe. Burton from my mom.
Oh, okay.
And Skepmos from my adopted dad.
And Jackson's gone by the wayside.
Jackson's gone by the
wayside.
Which
is a good name, by the way.
Yeah, no, it's a great name, man. Okay. Especially for a musician.
And also first name, Jackson Burton.
That would have been better.
Not too better, but it's pretty cool.
Not too but then, like, I say Skepmos, like, I have to spell it five times a day.
So you grew up as a Skepmos.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like five times a day, and that situation didn't go well either. So I wound up leaving when I was 18 and never going back. And so,
do you know them? Are you friends with them?
Oh, I buried them, yeah.
Oh, you buried them?
Yeah.
So they loved you and you loved them? Or did you kill them, bury them?
Let me go off mic. No, no. She died drinking.
And
he had Alzheimer's and, you know, had...
And you were the only one adopted by them?
No, I have a brother.
Also adopted?
Yeah, also adopted by
them. And
that.
You're friends with him?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, friends with him.
I know lots of people... Who don't like each other's siblings.
Mm. Yeah.
My stepdad, my dad had a daughter and I loved her and she died, but we weren't blood or half blood.
Wait, so, say that again? You had a daughter?
No, he had a daughter.
Oh, okay.
And
so you had a stepsister.
I did. And she was remarkable. And I can't find her. She had a husband. 6 months after she died, he married a kind of a dilettante woman who he then divorced 3 years later, and she got everything. My sister's farm, where my sister's buried. But they had an adopted child from Haiti. Wow. And I don't know where he is. I've never been able to find him again.
And do you not interested in looking?
I looked.
Oh, you did look. You can't.
I've looked. I can't find him.
Wow. You know when they're going to start surfacing? Next restaurant you open gets big.
When I win the lottery,
surface.
When I win the lottery, and I fully intend to, although I've been playing since it came out in New York, and
but you like to work though.
I always want to work.
Yeah.
I'm a person who needs service. I'm a person of service, whether service to the world, to the animals, to my friends, or to people.
Mm.
Not everyone is like this.
That is,
I would say, a good percentage of people would rather just be on a beach or on a golf course.
Yeah.
But you're a person of service, too.
Okay, not like you, though. I mean, you do it all day, every day.
Yeah.
I
like to work.
You're like service at the
but
deep end of the pool.
I drive too much, and I do too much nonsense. I don't get compensated. I give money to people who do what I do with animals because they have no money. I don't really have to give to them. Nobody donates money. The poor people will give you $50. The woman who comes in the Audi convertible will give you $7 and act like she's...
Yep. Yeah.
Here's $7.
Well, that's that...
Be grateful.
That's the... Jesus told that story, right? A penny from a poor man is worth more than whatever from a rich man.
Yes. Yeah. I want to make a movie. I made a movie once, a little one. I want to make a movie or I want to produce a play. I want you to do it with me.
Okay. What about...
I'm not sure. I have so
I'm
many
writing
ideas.
A folk musical.
Okay.
But that might not be your jam.
Peter, Paul, and Mary, I had that album. Okay. And I like American folk music. I like old...
Well, like James Taylor, like acoustic.
Oh,
it's
James
like acoustic.
Taylor, yeah.
Yeah.
He losing his hair was the worst thing that could have happened.
So true.
Sweet baby James.
How unfair is it that he has that voice, but I have hair. That's so unfair.
You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you. But I mean,
you have a beautiful voice. Your voice is also, you know, like the Blarney Stone people rub it so often it's now smooth?
Yeah.
That's what's happening. You're becoming the Blarney Stone smooth.
Yeah. Or James Heller knockoff. One of the two.
No, you're a knockoff. You're your own.
Well, thank you. But
you
yeah,
have lots of hair.
Him losing his hair was rough.
That was rough.
That was rough.
But he still managed to marry your so vain Carly Simon. But I don't think any of his marriages to the famous women went well.
No. But he's married to this woman, Kim, now, who you would never pick. That's not a celebrity wife.
Is she short, fat, and squatty, all ass and no body?
Yeah, okay, there it is, yeah.
But that's okay, because...
But she listens to him play guitar.
There you go, and with gratitude. My dad always said, if you want to have a happy life, make a homely woman your wife, or something like that.
Yeah. I can see that. I can see that.
Yeah, it's probably terribly sexist. We'll get lots of hate mail on this.
That's all right. So... You're very politically outspoken.
I am.
What is? Are you dread hopeful?
Fire.
Are you?
I go to bed in desperation because I watch the news from 6 a.m. until midnight.
I have it
on in my car. I listen to everything. Fox periodically because it's really not news.
Right.
The BBC, CNN, the networks, MSNBC. Some of the more wild stations periodically. What I'm seeing is it would become ignorant, more ignorant, and that it's been embraced. Robert Kennedy Jr. is a jerk. I grew up overseas where vaccines save people. There's not the crazy reaction that there is here. Same vaccines that are being given in Uganda as are given in New York, but people want to make an excuse. Oh, it's the COVID vaccine. It's this. We've become a nation of fearmongers and people that don't have any power or feel powerless, so they like conspiracy theories. It gives them answers. Yeah. Shit doesn't have answers all the time.
Also true.
The entire CDC vaccine advisory board? He's a drug addict. The man was a drug addict who eats dead bear cubs.
It is bizarre how he got the job.
And well, what about the guy who's doing the domestic terrorism, 22 years old?
Yeah.
I believe that Trump was a terrible student. I know personally from his neighbor stories about him as a child. I know he was sent to boarding school. I know his father used to humiliate him. You know, you're stupid. You don't know anything. And this is in board meetings. I know that the Trump company was tiny. I know he was bankrupt very often. I think he was smart, but I think that the television show he had is what made him famous, and people have bought that lie.
Do you remember New School? It was in the city?
Yes, of course.
So I knew somebody who knew him. I know somebody.
Several people who knew him.
So he said, come to his presentation. We'll watch dinner afterwards.
Okay.
So I went to dinner with him, and he told me this story. And not me. It was a table, and it wasn't just me. He told us this story. He had just gone through a bankruptcy. But I'm in my office one day. This will tell you everything you need to know. In my office one day, and they say, the vice president from Bank of America is here to see you. Okay, you know, come in. Him or her, I don't know who it was, comes in, sits down and says, Mr. Trump, we have a problem. What's our problem? I mean, our problem is that you owe Bank of America $700 million. Because I told him, if I owe you $700 million, you have a problem. That tells you pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the lack of concern, lack of kindness. Stephen Miller may be the most horrible human being that has lived since the Second World War.
Wow.
Stephen Miller is the man who's running the deportations. And the little man who runs OMB, it's kind of like they said, we'll let Trump be a lunatic and then we'll just do Project 2025 and no one watch.
Right.
They plan to sell off a lot of land, a lot of wild land. They plan to slaughter the wild ponies. If you read Project 2025, it tells you everything they plan to do, and they are doing it. And, of course, the court's giving Trump immunity, and that will be rescinded once he's no longer president for the next Democratic president.
Right.
Because, you know, Biden could have just said, well, let's assassinate Trump. It's for the greater good.
And you know what else is weird is, like, being elected on this whole I can stop everything day one, and blah, blah, and like that whole agenda that he ran on isn't happening.
I don't even believe that. I do not. So 51% of America voted for him, and 50% voted for the 49 voted for Biden, and he lost. I think Joe Biden was disingenuous with the American public. I think Kamala Harris should have had more than one speech. Literally one speech over and over again. I don't think we'll ever have a woman president in this country. But who would have been better? Cory Booker? Wes Moore? Name a candidate that would have been better. I mean Josh Shapiro, but he's a Jew.
Right.
So there you go. Yeah. But he's a good
guy. Gavin Newsom?
You know, what I love is that Don Jr. was having a relationship with that woman, Guilfoyle.
Yeah.
Who used to be pretty till she did her face into fish mode. She was married to Newsom for 7 years.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I love that.
Yeah. Pete Buttigieg.
I love him.
Love Pete Buttigieg.
Now, see, he's gay and Shapiro's Jewish. So those
two men.
That'd
be a good ticket.
Oh.
That'd be a good ticket.
The two of them are extraordinarily intelligent. Shapiro curses too much, and I think he does that to kind of look like he's a good old boy, because he's not. He's nebbish from Pittsburgh. But still, yeah, I agree. I agree they would both be
That'd be a good ticket. Like a Buttigieg, yeah.
Yeah, Pete's smart and kind and can speak to people.
And is definitely running. Like, if you hear him talk now, and he's handling the homosexuality factor really well, because he's just completely upfront about it.
Can we talk about transgender?
Yes.
I will tell you one thing. Here's what I will tell you. I don't think that people who haven't menstruated or have descendant testicles should be worried about their sexuality.
You haven't menstruated.
Right. And you haven't got descended testicles. So you're 5 or you're 9 if you're a girl. Our society is so focused on sex. Mm-hmm. We are not our gender or our sexuality.
Right.
But we want to. I have parents that I know that have a little girl and they say, well, she's very masculine, so probably she's transgender. I'm like, no, she's a tomboy.
Right.
But let her have a period.
Yeah.
Before you start giving her hormone blockers.
Oh, of course. Yeah. But no, that's insane.
That's happening. Yeah. It's happening. And it's parents that want to be the right thing for their kids. They want to fit in society and appear. I think school uniforms are, number one, the best thing that could ever happen. Because then no one's going to wear. Yeah. If we all have school uniform, then who cares what kind of shoes we're wearing? Because we're all wearing the same shoes.
We're all equal.
And we don't have to worry about. We're learning. We're at school to learn. It's our job to learn. So who cares what you're wearing? Everyone should wear the same thing. Jonas wore the same school clothes every day like a uniform until he went to uniform school. And I think that let's not sexualize our kids.
Yeah.
Stop sexualizing kids. I see pictures of girls from junior prom. Their skirts are slid up to their vaginas. Their breasts are sticking out. Why are we sexualizing our children? The Muslims kind of have the right idea with this. I mean, I wouldn't know burqa.
Right.
But where's modesty?
If.
Why?
Let me see if I can steam in the argument.
Fashion.
Well, that would be one.
No, rubbish.
Why?
Because fashion is the trend and it's been around forever. But our fashion is sexualizing people.
How about quality, in so far that I can lift more than you.
No.
You can attract more than me.
Elementary school. Let's go back to elementary school. Because remember, everybody you meet, look at them and say, who were you when you were 8? And you know who they are, right?
Right.
So let's go back to elementary school.
Okay.
It's pretty even.
Yeah, but then it changes.
But
I graduate college and I make more money than you because I'm a guy.
Let's start in elementary school.
I can be president. You can't.
Let's start in elementary school. Everybody's in a school uniform. Everybody can pretty much do the same. Let's not sexualize 8-year-olds.
Agreed.
Okay, now you go to 13.
Right.
Okay. That's when you can start lifting more than me.
Right. And that's where I start having advantages.
But not necessarily, because I pay attention better than you in math class.
Yeah, but I get a scholarship for football and be dumb as my foot, and you don't get the same scholarship for academics because people watch sports more than they watch algebra.
Okay. So now what does it have to do with sexuality?
In order to level the playing field, I have to use whatever tools I have because John has bigger biceps. So if you have bigger breasts and I have bigger biceps,
okay,
we use that.
So you think that my using my bigger breasts is going to get me a scholarship?
I don't. I think if you're 13 and you have a tool, you're not thinking the end game. You're just thinking, I'm going to use my tool.
Well, then you're not thinking in the end game, and you have to start. But the tool you're supposed to use is your brain and your personality. How about we start with those two?
That would be great, but neither one of those is developed until you're 25. So now you got a big margin of error.
I don't know about that. I think you start developing your brain and your personality. If you meet gregarious children, they have brains and personalities.
Well, I'm trying to steal man the argument on the other side, but I had Gramercy over the holidays, and because she's a senior this year, I had her and 9 other kids on the show, and I interviewed them about what they thought about the future and blah 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 blah. And there was no, they were clear, they were skeptic, they were optimistic, and it was boys and girls, and they were all
intelligent, gregarious kids.
Yeah,
so let's work on doing that and stop worrying about who they want to eventually have intercourse with.
Yes. Well,
and by the way,
there are trans people. So what do you do?
There is something called sexual dysmorphia, and whether good or bad, my opinion does not count here, it is considered a mental illness in this country. There is no proven third gender. Societally, there have been third genders in many primitive groups.
Right.
Native Americans always had a third gender.
Yep.
Right? It's across the world.
Right.
But in America, we like to pigeonhole people, right? It's two genders. And physically, to look at you on the outside, it's two genders. You've got a vagina, or you got a penis. You're either a boy or a girl, right?
Right.
Okay. If there are tendencies towards more feminization or masculinization, okay. So transgender is a mental illness, according to the American Psychiatric Board. So what do we do? Do we embrace the mental illness?
Or do we disregard
it? Do we reject it?
Or we say that that's insane too. We say that we embrace that there's a spectrum of sexuality, right? There's straight, there's bisexual, there's a spectrum.
But again, see, sexuality.
But
we shouldn't be talking about sexuality when you're a kid.
But my point is, if there's a spectrum to sexuality, why can't there be a spectrum to gender? There's a spectrum of intelligence.
I don't think
there's a spectrum of,
because gender is pretty apparent, dear. It's apparent. You have testes or you have a uterus, and there are people who don't have either.
But nature makes mistakes too. There's people that don't have arms. Nature
when
makes
I was
mistakes.
Born, there was a child born with no genitals in the hospital where I was. There was a clinic.
Ooh.
No genitals at all.
Ooh.
Nothing.
But there's my point.
But that's rare.
I agree with you that we're making it way more common.
And then Jamie Lee Curtis was born with both.
Right.
Okay, and that happens. But what's the percentage?
Very, very small.
There you go.
But
very, very small. Now, looking at the people who are transgender in our society, it's not very, very small. So one would think maybe you don't know how to fit in, so you fit in. I mean, I saw a
Yes, you misinterpret. There's a ton of, so I agree with you there. There's a ton of social
misinterpretation. During the Civil War, I saw a play a few years ago at Vassar where they had these women that lived their lives as men. They joined the armies and they managed. So I think it's been forever where you don't fit in as one, but you're either a male or a female.
But to, whether you're right or I'm right, I agree with you that, to start medically treating that condition before you're 18 or...
Before you're 18.
Is insane.
I agree. If you believe that you were born with the spirit of a woman...
Then suffer until you're 18.
And you have a penis.
Right.
You're welcome to, but don't be taking drugs to stop your body. Because number one, the women who took all those menstruation suppression drugs 10 years ago, all are either becoming filled with endometriosis, they're getting cancers... Let the body be.
Right. Yes. I may get a Webby for this podcast because you are agreeing with Joe Rogan. I never thought I would hear that.
I don't know who Joe Rogan is, except that I know sort of who Joe Rogan is. But I don't know really.
No, he preaches that same thing too, and he talks about how unfair it is in sports. Especially.
Well, I would agree with that too. I mean, bigger biceps.
In the last Olympic, that woman that got knocked out by a train.
But she's boxer. Got yeah, but she also got knocked out by other people originally, right, and that woman wasn't trans.
Right, that's the problem. Right,
she really wasn't trans. Right. She really was a female, but with a lot of male hormones that helped her build this body.
Right.
So that's the whole, and these are rare, but we seem to think it's like I go into the local grocery store here in Poughkeepsie, and there are several people who work there who would like to be opposite of what they were born in terms of gender. Mm-hmm. And I treat everyone with respect. I have a friend who was a man, had kids, had a really big job, and is now a woman and has kids and has a really big job.
Right.
And I said to that friend, when you were a man, you were married to a woman, and now you're a woman married to a woman. What's the
difference? Right.
And she said to me, because she's now a she, if I had not done this, I would have killed myself.
Yeah. Yeah. So do it when you're 18.
Do it when you're 18.
Yeah.
No, and I think that allows you to have the freedom. But I think parents giving kids hormone depression.
Oh, it's insane.
I agree.
It's completely insane.
I also, don't shoot me. I think it's sort of a trend right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
And in 10 years, it may go away.
Federally funded. Yeah. No. With federally funded clinics. And yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think there'll always be. Well, we kind of treated homosexuality like that, right? We used to say, okay, well, first off, homosexuality is not a real thing. Then we got to, okay, it's a real thing, but the population is so small.
Well,
and then we got to the point. Then we got to the point with Will and Grace, and now
homosexuality's been around forever.
So is that third gender? But
no.
To your point, so is that third gender?
No, it's sexuality. It's men having sex with men. It's not men pretending to be women. Men who pretend to be women want to be women, but they are still men.
Right.
So if you're having intercourse with another man, if he's dressed in a skirt, it's still two men having sex with each other.
Yeah, no, you can't fool me there. The skirt does not fool me.
There's a difference between that, and that's sexual. That's actual sexuality, which my point is stop sexualizing children.
Yeah.
Don't sexualize children. First off, I really don't think people should be out there banging before they're 15 anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little early to be, you know, giving oral sex favors at 12.
Yes, but you get set up. Like
society sets you up. People
say society sets you up. Like
this society, by the way.
Yes. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Us.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No.
The Puritans.
When yes. So Gramercy went to a high school, and she got there at ninth grade, and it was an open campus. You could come and go.
Yeah, yeah. I went to a high school like that, too.
Whatever you want. And I'm like, how are you giving a child that level of freedom and not expecting them to think that they have other freedoms and opportunities? If everybody can park in the senior parking lot, everybody's a senior.
Okay. That really? Really?
Yeah. You're letting a 13-year-old child wander off and on campus whenever they want. Why should they then say, well, if I have that freedom, I don't have this freedom?
Because there's parameters, and you can't say I don't have guidelines. Everyone has to have guidelines.
No, they have to, but I'm saying, why would a 13-year-old perceive their guidelines?
Because
I agree.
Someone's told them.
You ever talked to a 13-year-old?
Yeah, and I've made rules for my 13-year-old.
Right.
You've made rules for yours, no?
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Although not a lot, but yeah. We got lucky, though. I mean, Gramercy's just like...
Jonas was a great kid.
Yeah.
Phil is a great kid. But, and I was very much a cool mom. I was a hippie mom, but there was always rules.
You were a hippie model mom.
Yeah, I was a hippie model mom.
That's rough.
Yeah.
But maybe that's Jonas's thing. Maybe he's like, all the guys wanted my mom.
I think that's
true. Was that part of it?
I think so, yeah. I think so, for sure. Especially, he went to an all-boys school in the city.
Oh, that's unfair. Pretty model mom going to an all-boys school is unfair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was pretty cute then. It's just that, I don't know, Jonas is a particularly attractive-looking human being.
He's a good-looking
kid. Yeah, he's a good-looking kid. And I wouldn't mind finding him a really lovely woman who's under 40, maybe 37. With a brain.
Tall with a brain.
I don't care about anything else. Just I want brains and personality and a good smile.
Is he looking around?
I don't think she'll ever hear this, but he lives with a succubus.
Ooh, okay. You'll hear it now that she said that. Okay.
He stays there. He stays with the succubus.
That's the song.
Yes. And he obviously went back.
Okay.
Even though he tells me he's not going to go back.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How old is Gramercy? She's too young.
17.
That's way too young. See, there was a time in our generation where you could date a girl who was 12 years younger.
Right.
But today it's really considered immoral.
Unless you're Bill Belichick.
Oh my gosh.
Do you know about him?
Yes, I know.
That's insane.
But didn't they just have an intervention and he gave an interview and he said, "No, I'm sane," and she's sane.
Oh, really?
I wish I were her.
Yeah, that's a good gig, Bill Belichick, because he's overweight, so even if you have to have sex with him, it's not lasting. Because
she's on top.
Yeah, definitely on top. She's definitely on top.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. She's in control, and he's not lasting long.
I don't know about that. I mean, he's German or Polish. He can live a long time.
Yeah, he's got that gut.
A lot of people have guts. You want to have a
not
soft,
a lot of people
low
have guts
gut.
Can run 2 miles on a treadmill for a half an hour.
Does he?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying, stamina.
Wait a minute. You're orienting that to sex.
Yeah.
2 miles on a... Oh, gosh. See, this is why... No, not me. I'm like, you know, I have a wrap-it-up clock. Yeah. It's like, okay, 12 minutes, wrap it up.
I would love... This would be a nightmare, but I would just love one time to have sex with a woman and know what she's thinking, like every thought she's having while we're having sex. I'd probably never have sex again.
Not
but
true. I mean, what about you? Well, it seems like men view it as endurance racing. Like, just put your head down and get to it.
And go
as long as you can until you get to the finish line.
Right.
Whereas I don't know. I think women, peeking at the telly.
Yeah.
Thinking about laundry.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Thinking about what they have to do. And then, of course, I love you. And then there's a little bit of that.
Yeah.
You had to throw those in, a few times. And yeah, I would just love,
but to hear like every thought here.
Oh my gosh,
I liked him when he had longer hair. Oh my God.
I don't know any of that. And it also depends on where the relationship is. I think you and I are sharing a similar vein in that things make more sense. We can see things more clearly and I would bet accurately. And we have the wisdom. And we're older.
Yes.
And so not necessarily as much time to accomplish all of these things.
Right. And it's so funny because tell me if this is true for you. I was talking about death the other day and I'm like, I've lived enough life that if I were to die, I wouldn't be bitter about it. I don't want to, but I got to hold my daughter. I got to sing a song I wrote. I got to do... If I wouldn't say it would be unfair if at this stage of the game I passed. And I think...
You're too young.
Yeah, but it's not unfair. Like, I think the world...
No, you're not 25.
Right.
And if it was between you and a 25-year-old in the ER, they're going to let you die.
Yeah, and they should. I get that.
On the other hand, I very much want to be alive.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not saying I don't want to be, but I'm saying I'd be okay with it. And if
you're being okay with it in this big macro way,
right? I don't want it, but like in the scheme of things,
I don't think it's,
and I think that gives you wisdom. What's the point? Because you're talking about wisdom that comes with age. I think that gives you wisdom when you realize that you've seen enough life now to have the right to have opinion.
Yes.
Then I think that dials you in a little bit better.
I would like Jonas to be settled. I'd like him to have children. I'd like him to know that he's safe. That, for me, is key. I want to know he's safe. I tell people our age, we can't die because the next generation needs us.
Yes.
And I believe that's 100% true.
Yeah.
I don't think that...
Meanwhile, the other generation is saying, please hurry up and die because I'm looking at what you guys did and I got to get to fixing it.
I don't think that's what they're saying. I think they're saying, please die because I want what you've got.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's weird.
Right. And you're not going to be able to get it.
They're going to inherit it, but...
But if you don't inherit it, you're not going to... It's so unfair
but
now.
You see, you can get it, but just not New York, Chicago, L.A. You can get it if you live in Mayberry RFD. If you live in Ohio, you can... You, can afford a house.
Yes.
Just not on the edges, not on the coast.
Not where we decided to stay.
I know.
Do you ever wish you weren't in New York?
Okay, I'm going to ask you and then I'm going to answer it.
Okay.
When you're in the shower or in your bed alone or when you're driving and you could say, this is where I want to be. Describe it for me.
That's an unfair question. Dutchess County. I'm from here.
That is your ideal.
Yeah, that's my ideal. Well, no, I lie. You mean like ideal, not real life ideal?
Yeah.
Nantucket.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
Mine is not Nantucket, although I do like that. I would like to be in the South America I remember, in the Brazil of my youth, in a beautiful home that is above the sea, but it walk down to the sea, where the bathrooms are open-aired and the kitchens are open-aired, where there's hammocks for beds and verandas.
You were a hippie mom.
But I live that. Yeah. That is in my life.
Right.
And I would love that.
Well, you could create that.
I would need copious amounts of money to be able to live there again. And to do that today in South America, you need armed guards.
Yeah. Could you recreate it here?
There would have to be somewhere warm like the Keys. And no, I don't have the financial ability. Yeah. And yet I'd also like to be able to have lunch at the Plaza.
Yes. Yeah.
But, you know, I don't want to have lunch at the Plaza because I'm a snoot. I want to have lunch at the Plaza because it's beautiful. The Palm Court's pretty. You can dress up a little bit. There's nice piano music.
You lived in the city, right?
I did.
I did like 3.5 years.
I was in the city just yesterday. Was I? Yesterday?
No. You were over the weekend.
Over the weekend. But I also was in the city on Tuesday for the doctor.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And I love the city, especially in the summer when there's no one there.
Open a restaurant in the city.
I would do that.
You would?
I would do that. My son is trying to open something by the Paris Theater in Manhattan on 58th.
Oh, wow.
But it's millions. It's millions. Yeah. Millions.
Yeah.
I'd like to open something here. I'd like to find another location. I'd like the salt wine. Mm-hmm. I really would.
Not a nice person. Oh, it's Vassar, right? Yeah. They don't have control over that, though.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, they do?
Sure. Their financial department has control over it. They're the ones who own the building. They're the ones who lease it.
Oh, okay.
You'd have to write them a strongly worded letter. Or
Wesley's been on the show a couple of times. He's the assistant dean.
Bake something for him.
I
send him pie.
No, I'll just go over there.
Tempting pie.
How many square feet do you need?
That's what I need. It's
How big is it?
It's a boutique restaurant bar, and it's attached to the hotel. And it's lovely. Right now, it's, in my opinion, it's a little cold. They've gone with the austere modern art. You know, like you go to people's homes and you're like, you had a decorator. You did not do this.
All right.
So I would make it plusher. Because plush and ample.
Mm.
You know when you see the women and they are ample and plush? You're just like, yes.
Right.
So I would add some brilliant jewel tones and things you can feel and make it more, but it would, and I would do something lovely on the outside. Yeah, I have ideas.
And then the idea would it be restaurant/club?
It would be restaurant/club, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And then are you obligated over here or can you?
I am going to keep here forever as breakfast lunch because it's fun for breakfast lunch.
Thank God.
And right now we still have dinner and we're going to be doing dinner. It's just that if I don't start getting people come in the door at dinner, I'm cooking for nobody.
Right.
No, breakfast lunch is forever.
When am I going to go for lunch?
Breakfast lunch is forever, but dinner is what I need to do.
You have a gift, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Amongst many gifts, but one gift that I just have gotten to know. You know how to hire really sweet people.
Yeah.
Those people, there's three service for lunch.
Yeah.
One's nicer than the next.
Yeah.
Super, super nice.
Because
take the time to get to know your name.
Food is love served on a plate.
How come you don't write a book?
I want to. I don't know how. I don't want to know how to start. I try. I have about 15 starts. Let's do something together.
Okay. What do you want to do? The play?
We could do a musical. Working with musicians, you have a lot of egos. You've done this twice now.
Yeah.
Well, I got lucky. For some reason, most of them check it, and
okay,
they're like easy to manage.
When I worked on Broadway, they didn't check it.
There's a trick to this whole lifted project thing. Number one, it's only one day. If we had been around, if we had like a 3-day thing, egos would be flying. I'm positive of that.
Right.
And second, because you don't get to rehearse it, everybody's scared of it a little bit. So there's kind of like a fear thing going on. It keeps everybody like a little bit more humble than they would be normally. But
I think people fight. I think people are fighting for their piece of the pie. And what I have learned is the richer they are, if they had their money and it's generational, they're secure.
Right.
When people are insecure in their wealth or their fame, that's when they become total jerks.
Yes.
It's the insecurity that makes them jerks.
Yes. You're a quick share story. Who has an amazing voice, right? Great. And very secure with her voice.
Sherilyn?
Yeah. Yeah. Very secure with her voice, right? And a great voice. She, for her genre, a fantastic voice.
Right? I agree.
So we had a rehearsal for the Lifted Project, and the whole idea was I would never sing. I didn't want to do anything. Like, this, it can't be the John Show. Mm-hmm. It has to be the opposite of the John Show. Mm-hmm. And we had a rehearsal, and I was trying to feed her solos, and she was like, no, you have to sing that. You have to, because she's secure. Now, if I could go in that room and pick 20 other people, and they give them a solo, and they'd be like, oh, yeah, okay, fine. But to your point of once you're secure, it makes
you
not an asshole.
Once you know who you are, you're not an asshole. But it's the assholes are like, the guy at work who's a jerk because he's your boss is because he's insecure. He's probably somebody's son or because he doesn't know his job.
That's the worst.
When they're secure, they are generous of spirit.
Right.
And they want to see you succeed because when you succeed, we all succeed.
Yeah, yeah.
And rising, then you have the jealous people.
Yeah,
rising you have
tide lifts
them.
All, belt, all yeah. boats.
Rising tide lifts all boats. And sometimes it will throw a boat into your yard. And then apparently nautical law says you get to keep it.
Okay, fair. I'm down.
That's
I'm
really
down.
True.
If a boat,
if you in. Have a flood and there's a boat and a yacht lands in your yard, by law, it's yours. Most people return them, but
I would return it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I don't like boats.
We had a yacht, not a yacht, but we had a 38-foot bedroom.
Wow, a houseboat thing.
Yeah. And it was our summer house, and we kept it on the Long Island Sound, and
nice.
Two TVs. It was gorgeous. So. Gramercy's boy. And the whole idea was this is going to be our summer house. And
instead
of going to the Hamptons or wherever you go, or Rhinebeck or wherever, you'd go on the boat and then you could go anywhere you want.
Right.
So Gramercy's born, goes on the boat. She's like 3 months old. She's sitting in the back. We're out in the sound. And I don't even go fast, but I'm going a little bit fast. I see her bouncing up and down with the baby. Boat was for sale the next day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm like, that kid's going to
I went on a date with a gangster once. I knew he was sort of a gangster. I knew he was a gangster. And, he was funny. And he says, I got a real surprise for us tonight. I'm going to go somewhere really special.
If he talked like that, he was a gangster.
He really did. I said, beautiful. Okay, that's fine. He says, so dress up. So I did a little black dress, pearls. And we get in his beautiful car, and we drive to a marina, and we park, and we go, and he has this beautiful yacht, and I'm like, I take a step off of the gangplank on the boat sways, I'm like, date's over. I can't.
You don't like boats?
I'm a throw-upper.
Oh, okay.
And on top of that, being out in the water with a gangster, you piss him off. You're sleeping with the fishes.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, you need an exit plan.
Yeah. And not in the water. I'm not that great a swimmer. So, yeah, that was that for boats. I like private trains.
Ooh.
Not private planes, private trains.
I've never even heard of a private.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. The Orient Express, baby. Any of those beautiful train trips. You can take them through Europe. You can take them.
Oh, but I thought you meant like your own car.
Well, I would take my own car if I could. Yeah, that'd be lovely.
Yeah, I see that.
That was a kind of a fun time to live, except there was, you know, open sewage and you had to step over Scatton Street.
Yeah. I'll take electric cars over that. Where are you on electric cars, by the
way? Nope. I'll take a hybrid, gas and but electric, because you can't, they're going to be as polluting as anything else.
Nobody's going to be driving in 5 years.
What bulb? Pucky.
I guarantee you.
No one's going to be driving because we're all going to be walking?
No, because your car's going to drive itself.
I will never allow
your
a car.
Your grandchild that you're going to have in 4 years.
Yeah, I hope
will
so.
Never get behind the wheel of a car.
Why would anybody allow? I will not. I love
safer? Dr-
it's not safer.
Way safer.
I'm a way good driver.
You can't get drunk. So it's automatically
I don't get
safer.
Drunk and drive.
Well, you're one, but I'm talking generically safer than
okay.
doesn't make mistakes, generically safer, doesn't speed.
You have a lot of faith in technology. I believe technology should be with medicine and construction. And the rest of it, we should use our own intelligence. Mm-hmm. Why do we need AI? It's making people dumber. 100%.
Definitely.
And making us less creative.
Yeah. But, wow.
I had a competition against AI for a sonnet, and mine was 100 times
better. Oh, AI can't write songs yet. I mean, it can write songs, but not real songs.
It can write songs, but it can't write soul.
Right.
It can't write with a heart.
Because it's never been broken up with. You gotta have been broken up with to write a sad song.
Yes, I guess.
AI's never.
Human beings are bored. They're not caring for the planet or themselves or each other.
And we're about to get more bored because all the jobs are going away because of AI.
We're not
going to
be bored. We're going to be poor. Well, yeah, if you're in middle management, if you're an executive,
you're done. Lawyer, you're done.
But why do you have AI? Why? Because somebody told you. It's like oat milk or almond milk. A percentage of people have an allergy to milk,
right.
Yes, but not enough that we need it everywhere.
Right.
We don't need AI. We don't need it. They're telling you need it.
Right.
But
right.
you don't need it.
I agree with you. I think I agree with you, although I see it having uses. I think AI.
Uses, yeah. Medicine, technology,
right.
Building, but not in humanity. No. Are we doing this? Why?
To make
other people rich.
Make better movies cheaper.
And make money.
Yeah.
It's not good.
No. And it's scary too, man. Do you ever play with it at all?
Nope.
Oh,
nope.
It's scary.
Nope.
The type of guitar, this Takamine Antan, it's the only guitar I really play.
Okay.
They're not expensive, but they're really rare. They're really hard to get a hold of. So I had to write a blurb for myself. So I go to ChatGPT and I'm like, hey, I know what it was. I was doing the Home From Here website and I had to do a bio. And I'm like, hey, write a bio because writing about yourself is hard. So I'm like, write a bio about me. I'm John Burton. I host Home From Here.
I'm Jackson Burton.
And
Jackson, that's even better.
And it came back and it knew that I only played A in 10.
Okay, so
that's scary.
Well, you had to have said that somewhere in writing that they
on Facebook or something. But still, to be able to
I don't
source
like that
stuff.
That's what it's. I don't want that. Yeah. I like the Encyclopedia Britannica. I have one.
Oh, do you?
My mother bought the whole set from us when we were.
I wonder when the last year they did Encyclopedia Britannica was.
I don't know.
God.
People use them to like as steps now. They put them. They can climb.
Yeah. They were fun. And do you remember when they had like those? Clear picture, like do you see the human body and you peel off
the layer, the muscles, the bones.
I was into that for hours.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm not necessarily happy with the progress, which I think is progressing us into a wall. I really believe in the human spirit. I do believe in the human heart. I think people should be able to love whoever they want. I just don't think we should sexualize children, or society needs to just pull it back. I believe in school uniforms because everyone should be equal at school. I really think that this government is way off.
Mm.
I think immigration should have been resolved under Reagan, who kind of screwed it up first.
Right.
And then everyone else has ignored it.
What was the play for Biden? It was clear the public was
clamoring. I don't know. And I mean, I guess he's a pretty humane person, but I don't know. I don't think it's because everybody's going to vote for Democratic. I don't buy that.
That is the most ridiculous assertion I've ever heard. If you can't get Democrats out to vote for Democrats, how are you going to get somebody who's illegal to right?
That's nonsense. I don't know. I think it's just very hard. And I don't think that boarding gardeners and cooks and waiters and... I don't think that's the way to do it either. But I know how to do it.
How do you do it?
You have people at the border who are recruiters for jobs. And as people come through, you ask them, what do you know how to do? What do you know how to do? What do you know how to do? And so the people that can cook, you put them in a pile. The people who are laborers, you put them in a pile. People who can be nannies, you put, and then
not
other
literal
people,
piles, listener. We're not talking about literal piles.
You don't lay them in piles. Right. You have them in a room.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And then you have people who put it out on the computer. Today we got in 419 masons. Who in the United States needs to hire a mason?
Brilliant.
And then you get them.
I mean, that's kind of how the visa program works anyway. You get like a work visa
but
to come in.
It isn't.
But you should be doing it for all immigration.
For all immigration.
That is brilliant.
Right? So therefore, we get what we need. And those that are superfluous, like, okay, we've had our quota right now of pastry chefs.
Right.
So you can go back. And then when we have that
when
job, we'll call you.
That is
right? Wouldn't that make more sense?
How come you don't run for anything?
I did run for something, and I didn't win. I lost by a little. But I do believe that politics and I have...
That is a brilliant idea.
Lots of bad stuff going on in my community with politics. It's so power hungry. Mm-hmm. They're not making money, but they're power hungry. So they need that. They need it to feel like they matter.
See, that's why I argue people say politicians make too much. I'm like, no, I think they should make a ton. Then power matters less.
Yeah. I don't understand. I would love to run for office. I have good ideas for people. I care
that
about humanity.
It's a really good idea.
It would
you
work.
You could just have a database and say, okay, you're going to work for, you know, Eric in Tennessee you're a roofer.
Right.
Go.
We need you there.
And spend money. We'll get you there. We'll transport you there.
Exactly.
And that's brilliant
that
idea.
That would help.
And the job can support two children and
there you go.
So you can
and then we and then you become and then you pay your taxes and
yep.
But it takes time and we needed all those judges at the border, which Trump told them vote against that. I do believe he would like to be king. I think he's a despot. Mm-hmm. I think he's wants to be a.
Do you think he's leaving when this term is up?
I do believe so. Yeah.
You think he'll go?
I don't know if Congress will grow testicles, but I think there's too many people coming up behind.
Yeah.
Coming up behind who want the job.
Right. Oh, that's a good thought. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. He's also old. He'll be old.
He's already 82? Old.
He fell up the stairs. He fell up the stairs, okay. Just like Biden fell up the stairs, except they've squashed that.
That Biden thing, though, man.
I like Joe.
I love him, but...
I have a picture. I took video. He was at a restaurant with when I was, and I straightened his tie, and he kissed my hand.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have.
Oh,
I'll show
cool.
that to you one day.
No, but there was a point where people owed it to him. Like, look, and I think they finally did, but it went way
too
long.
Should have been way sooner.
Yeah, yeah.
They should have said, you were a very good president, but we need to now consider the fact that you're going to be too old. And wisdom.
You know what mean? His wife. Let somebody.
Joe Biden, yeah. And she's also full of crap because after that bad debate, she was like, oh, Joe, you did really well.
Yeah.
And I mean, maybe she did that for the cameras. Yeah.
Mm.
You saw that too.
Yeah. Mm. Wasn't a fan of that one. Like,
not a fan of
hey,
hers.
Hey, honey, you know those microphones are.
But I know that Melania does have a body double. I know that for a fact. That I know for a fact. And I do believe that she is.
Done.
Vapid.
Yeah.
What's there?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, in fairness to her. I'm sure she never thought she was going to have to
in
be the first
lady. In fairness to her,
lady.
She was always just going to be a shopping person.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah. But we have...
It's what we have. It's frightening. And Canada doesn't want us.
Okay.
No. Yeah. Can't go to Canada. And I'm not... I was born in Venezuela.
I knew that, right? Yes, I did know that. Yeah,
yeah, so I'm a naturalized American born in Venezuela, so I'm the enemy. You're at war with me.
Oh, I choose not to be at war with you.
Please don't be.
Do you have to go?
I do.
Okay.
In 5 minutes.
You're like my best guest. Seriously, man. I could do like 4 more hours.
We could talk all day.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like the way your mind works. And I like that you question without being a jerk about it. Because I am certainly convinced of my opinion until you convince me I'm wrong.
That's the way to be.
Yeah, because if you show me where I'm wrong, I'll change my opinion. I'm not married to anything except don't harm children, animals, or the elderly.
That's a sign of intelligence to not be married to anything. People that are married to their ideas or opinions are
they're terribly afraid.
Yeah.
It's fear. Yeah. I think that motivates people to do terrible things. Fear and greed.
Yes. With fear.
Those are the things.
Thank you,
John
for doing
Burton.
This.
I love you.
I love you.
And thanks for listening.
No, it's been fun.